American Road Trip Talk begins after this message.
Go on, get a little out there. To the wide open road of Nevada. Explore sagebrush saloons and historic mining towns. Discover state parks with beauty all around. Go from neon lights to star-filled skies and be on the lookout for UFO flybys. Find the unexpected, the uncommon, and all things in between. There are so many wonders to be seen. So go on, get a little out there. Start planning your road trip at TravelNevada.com.
The horizon is wide and the highway is calling. That means it's time for another episode of American Road Trip Talk. I'm your host, Gary Mance, with a welcome and an invitation to travel the byways and back roads of yesteryear, searching for America in every incomparable mile. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to be working alongside Nathan Miller, our producer. This is American Road Trip Talk. We'll be back with the interview right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I want to bring attention to a life-saving product called Alert Drops. Drowsy driving is one of the most catastrophic problems in America, and Alert Drops will stop it. What is Alert Drops? Alert Drops is a simple spray on the tongue made out of citric acid, sour lemon, and water. A simple spray on the tongue, nothing in your system, and you're naturally awake, naturally alert. Go to alertjobs.com. Very important. Go to alertjobs.com and stay safe.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to American Road Trip Talk. In today's episode, we meet Kyle Horvath, Director of Tourism for all of White Pine County, Nevada, which includes Ely, as well as the gateway community to Great Basin National Park, the town of Baker. There is a lot to learn about this four-season mountainous destination with a deep connection to the Silver State and American history, one that also maintains a strong appreciation for arts and culture, special events, and great outdoor recreational adventures. Kyle Horvath, welcome to American Road Trip Talk.
Gary, thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
We are delighted. Let's get right to it. The town, the city of Ely, Nevada. The first thing I learned about it way back when, Kyle, was it is the birthplace of former First Lady Pat Nixon.
It is. It is. There's been, she is one of many famous people who originated out of here or has come through here and made a great contribution. So when you were one of the most important communities in the country while the copper boom was happening, you draw a lot of attention.
And drawing all that attention entails the history of the railroad. And my understanding is that this, as far as the railroad goes itself, you've preserved history in a way. It's amazing because there are few places that can say that they weren't transformed by progress into something that doesn't look anything like they did originally. And here, the Nevada Northern Railway Complex is the best preserved, least altered, and most complete main yard complex remaining from the steam railroad era. It was went back in 1905?
Yeah, I mean, all of that is true. The boom and bust cycles of mining, it was a mixed blessing, I guess you could say, because when the mine shut down mid-century, they locked the key and they just walked away. And so the town kind of sat in suspended animation for such a long time. No growth, no development, just sat as it was. And when the Nevada Northern Railway reopened as a tourism asset and a heritage railroad, it was exactly as it was. And I'll tell you, when you tour the yard and you're looking at the volunteers and the people that are forging the parts to repair the trains and they're shoveling the coal, and I mean, it takes you back to the early 1900s.
This is amazing to me because now we're talking about the Nevada Northern Railway Complex. But folks, those who are listening, let me tell you, We are talking about, and I'm going off the 2020 census here, Kyle, as I say this to our listeners, the population of Ely was 3,924 people. Let's say today, approximately 4,000.
4,000, yeah.
And the population of White Pine County is, as of the 2020 census, 9,080. For a city like Ely and a small county like White Pine County, and that population to have so much to offer is nothing short of astounding to me.
I'll tell you, the work ethic out here, because of the pride of this community's heritage, is what has been keeping everything alive. So you're right, our population is relatively small, but we've got, in addition to the railroad from a history standpoint, four museums that are open 7 days a week. They are all also the same, you know, where one of them is a drugstore that shut its door in the 40s. There's still all the same product from the 20s, 30s, and 40s on the shelves there. It's a time period that not many places around the country have preserved. And because of just the luck of the draw, you know, the unfortunate luck of a mine shut down at the end of that time era in American history, all of that stuff is still here and preserved. And that includes the architecture of the downtown. You know, a lot of the buildings are all still as they were. So even our downtown is one of the most well-preserved downtowns in Nevada. It could use a fresh coat of paint. We're working on it. But, you know, as things develop, we keep that heritage and kind of pair all the new stuff we're doing by still honoring the old stuff.
It sounds like you give your many visitors a chance to step back in time.
Not just step back in time, but with the Nevada Northern Railway, you can actually be the engineer. So if you are, you know, if you have that engineering head, or you like, you know, cars or planes or anything mechanical, you actually can take a conductor's course, a one-day conductor's course, and drive the century-old steam engine up and down the same tracks that they were, you know, shuttling the copper ore 100 years ago when America was becoming electrified. That's the cool thing, is that connection to American history. New York City was getting lit up on Ely copper being made into wires and shipped across to the East Coast. So it really was this kind of, you know, diametric time where, you know, the frontier was going on out here mining, but New York City and the East Coast was really becoming a modern civilization. So it's just a really, really cool contribution that our community made to the entire country. And that had been happening for a while. I mean, it was the Pony Express route was coming through, the first transcontinental telegraph came through, the first transcontinental highway, the Lincoln Highway that connected the East Coast and the West Coast, comes right through Ely. So it's always been a center for transportation and communication and energy. It just happens to be way out in the middle of nowhere, where we're 4 hours away from the next closest city. And that also has its benefits and, you know, its inconveniences at times too. But the thing is we try to make it worth it. When people come out here, we're not a one-trick pony. There is so much stuff going on with the arts and the history. The outdoor recreation is the best in the state. And there's over 200 events on our calendar right now and more coming. So there is always something going on out here.
Kyle, I've got a checklist, and I would love to work through it with you. We are limited only by time, so let's go for it. When you talk about history, what an outsized contribution to civilization Ely has made, Ely and White Pine County. In terms of history assets, there is the White Pine Public Museum, and it's connected to the railroad by train tracks.
Correct.
There's also, among other things, a prehistoric short-nosed cave bear exhibit.
Yes. Some people don't know that Nevada back in the prehistoric days was kind of a rainforest wetland area. And so there was a giant prehistoric short-nosed cave bears. And the only skeleton that's ever been found of one was found intact in White Pine County. And that is displayed at the White Pine Public Museum, who essentially showcases all of the rest of the history of the county in addition to the train and its contribution. So it makes sense that they're paired via railroad where you can park down at the Nevada Northern Railway, enjoy that, and then take the train up to the museum, enjoy that as well, and then take the train back. And that's kind of how we're reconnecting our communities, is via that original railroad track. So, you know, the railroad goes up to the mining town of Ruth. It goes out to the town that had the smelter, McGill. There's attractions in both of those places. And there's also trailheads and outdoor rec at the end of that line as well. So we're connecting all our communities in that historic way of the railroad.
In addition to the White Pine Public Museum, and a lot of people will go to a city or town for the museums. I'm one of those people. I mean, I just, I really enjoy the experience. When I get to Ely, I want to make sure that I do not miss the chance to visit the Ely Renaissance Village Museum. That's for folks who are into the cultural frontier artifacts.
Yes. And so that is what was happening in Europe at the time when Ely was booming. It was pre-World War I. So there was a lot of desire to come over to America and be part of that melting pot. And Ely was a place where a vast number of those cultures came. And so it was extremely culturally diverse. They all played their roles. And the Renaissance Village Neighborhood Museum is a series of cabins that all showcase how each one of those cultures lived. Their art, their books, their clothing, their home decorations, things like that. So, and it's also, they do a number of events as well. So it is kind of a living history museum that, you know, you can actually see how all of those cultures were living. It's, again, one of the only ones in the country that preserves that era in American history.
And if you want to see it artistically represented outdoors, I love it when cities and towns do this, Kyle. You have downtown murals, I believe 35 in all, 35 murals, and each, of course, has a unique story to tell.
They do. So the theme of the murals is where the world met and became one. And that is a nod to all of the cultural contributions. But in the time when the mine shut down, I believe it was back in 78, the women of the community got together as the population was declining and said, hey, we're going to give murals a shot, and we're either going to be the prettiest ghost town in Nevada, or it's going to keep morale high, and we're going to make it through this. And lo and behold, they made it through it. And we are one of the prettiest towns. And the first community in Nevada to use public art as an economic development and a community pride catalyst. And thankfully, I've got a budget through tourism to keep preserving those murals, expanding those murals, and just continuing to find those stories of those cultural contributions, working with our local Shoshone tribe and telling their story through art. It's pretty amazing what the community is doing out here.
I think you also have a sculpture park and a labyrinth too.
Oh yeah, that's all part of it. And there is an audio tour that if you are walking around town and you see one of those pieces of art with a phone number and a mural number on it, you can actually dial that on your phone and be read the narrative of what that mural is about and what the story is.
And for art lovers, let us not forget to mention the Ely Art Bank. This includes a lot of work from local artisans and artists.
It is. It is actually one of my favorite galleries. It's hard not to be inspired when you're out here in this much natural beauty. And so it is a full gallery in an old bank that is a showcase of all of our local art. It is attached to our co-op, which is called the Garnet Mercantile. And it also has one of the largest collections of just Nevada artists' work, period. So they are combined. It's just a great destination, and they're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all summer long.
I've noticed that in America, from coast to coast, if you know where to look, you will find towns and cities that have art colonies. And I did not know that about Ely, but there are people who, as artists, feel perfectly comfortable calling Ely home.
Absolutely. And I know we're going to talk about Baker and Great Basin National Park later, but that is also a very artist-friendly, creative community where people just enjoy plein air, reading a book by a creek. You know, it, like I said, it's hard not to be inspired by this much natural beauty.
all of that natural beauty turned into art. And then, of course, there's the natural beauty. In fact, I want to make sure, I definitely want to make sure I work this one in, Kyle. I'm fascinated because I've seen photos. The Ward charcoal ovens, talk about a bygone era. Now, this is located, the Ward charcoal ovens are located 18 miles south of Ely. Not that far away.
Nope, not that far away. It's a great side trip if you are heading to Great Basin National Park from Ely. It's just down the road on a maintained dirt road. But there are six beehive-shaped stone ovens that were built in the early 19, actually, I believe at the end of the 1800s by Italian stone workers to support the way mining was done, even before Ely was a thought. You know, there was another mining operation called the Wardtown site, and these charcoal ovens were supporting that. And now it's a state park. You can go, you can walk into them. They're massive structures. And then there's also hiking trails, a campground, a little creek, things like that. But it's really a surprise that you're driving out and then all of a sudden they come into sight. And it definitely takes you out of, you know, where you're at and puts you somewhere else mentally, time-wise.
And as I hear you talk about the Ward charcoal ovens, I can't help but think of old world craftsmanship.
Italian stoneworkers. I mean, yes. It doesn't get much better than that.
Doing it right and doing it with style.
And there's charcoal ovens on the eastern side of the state that if you're a little bit more adventurous and your vehicle can get off-road a little bit more, that you can find. But these are the most well-preserved and easily accessible ones that you can get in. And so it's great because everybody gets a chance to experience that old world craftsmanship.
Kyle, let's say that someone is spending at least a few nights and hopefully longer in Ely. Take us from there. We're having a wonderful experience, including some Nevada-style fun at one of the hotel casinos. Take us to Great Basin National Park. That is a bucket list item for me. I so hope to get there soon.
Absolutely. And like I said, 3 days is a great time frame to kind of wet your whistle out here. But, you know, the railroad and the museums are a one day thing. And the national park is absolutely its own day. So you will leave Ely heading south about an hour and two mountain passes later. You're going to pull into the town of Baker. You will see the national park as you're coming in, and the mountain looks completely different because it's another 3,000 feet higher than the rest of the peaks around. And so it has that rugged, glacially formed landscape to it. And so Baker is a really small community. It's mostly scientists and academia and old hippies and ranchers that, you know, all contribute in their own cool way. There's restaurants you can eat at. There's a cool little general store that does events all the time. But Great Basin is known for Lehman Caves, which is an extremely large cave system that is accessible and people really can enjoy year-round. They've got Wheeler Peak, which is 13,000 feet. It's the tallest freestanding peak in Nevada. You've got the glacier, but then you've also got the bristlecone pines, and those are the oldest living organisms in the world. Those trees have been around 5, 6, maybe even 8,000 years old. I mean, we're talking predating pyramids, I believe. So there's a lot of history that was going on in the world, human history, while these trees were just saplings on the side of a mountain being exposed to the world for the first time. And so we're really proud of the bristlecone pines. And then when the sun goes down, the park comes alive with the stars. It's a dark sky certified park, and they do astronomy programs. A lot of their scientists are there for the dark sky and the astronomy aspect of it. So you can enjoy below ground, you can enjoy above ground, you can enjoy daytime, and you very much can enjoy nighttime as well.
I have been to Zion National Park, and I know what it is to get out of my car and to just look straight ahead and then straight up and to see an ocean of stars.
Oh, man.
They aren't obscured by city lights. And to have that experience at Great Basin National Park would be extraordinary as well. It really is. It feels otherworldly, literally otherworldly.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up Zion because, you know, we are kind of in that loop with all the great Utah national parks. You can just cross right over the Utah border and there's Great Basin. The difference is it's free to get in. It's one of the least visited national parks in the entire national park system, so you don't fight the crowds. It's like that old school national park feel where you can have your experience and not have to wait in line for it. And that's the cool part where you should very much enjoy those amazing Utah parks, but make Great Basin part of that road trip loop so you can kind of like decompress a little bit too.
Certainly. And I'm glad you brought up the bristlecone pines. I understand that they grow in places where nothing else grows.
They definitely, they are a rugged, rugged tree. So, but it's when you see them, they stand out. You know, you can't misidentify a bristlecone pine. They are so unique looking. It's jaw dropping when you see one that is thousands and thousands of years old.
I think that if I looked at them, not only would I be taking a lot of photos, but I would have a feeling of awe and even reverence, Kyle, for something to be able to live that long. I mean, going back to ancient dynasties, possibly some of them predating the pyramids. I mean, how can you not be awestruck?
I know, I am. It's one of those things I think everybody should just experience.
And now let's not forget special events. You folks have something going on, it seemingly all the time. You're a four-season destination, so that calendar gets mighty full where you live.
We do. When you live this far out, you kind of have to entertain yourself. And we love that. We love that people who come and visit us also enjoy the way we entertain ourselves. So, you know, in the wintertime, we do, you know, winter festivals that, you know, include snow sculptures and burning wooden sculptures and fireworks shows off the back of trains. In the summertime, we've got the oldest and first enduro mountain bike race in the country. We do theme trains the entire time. If you're a photographer or a foodie or whatever, there's stuff for that. We have the oldest horse races in Nevada, the oldest rodeo in Nevada. And honestly, the horse races, everybody should come into town for the horse races the third weekend in August. So everybody is from White Pine County that weekend, no matter where you're actually from, you are one of us. And it is our Cowboy Kentucky Derby with parimutuel betting and everything and dances and all that good stuff. So that's an amazing one. We do a race the train event. We have open road car racing where they actually shut down a highway and let you race your car where the open road world record was set a number of years ago at an average of like 228 miles an hour on this stretch of highway. And people can, it's just, you race what you got, you know? And that happens twice a year out here. So not only are the mountains big, but the things we do are big. They're old legacy events. They're world record holding events. And they're all up on the calendar on our website. You know, so as we find out about them, you can go to elynevada.net and, you know, they're all right there. So honestly, any time is a good time to come on out here. You just find out what event you want to do and then enjoy all the rest of the stuff as well.
Absolutely. Now, you were speaking just a moment ago about the Silver State Classic Challenge. That's held in May and September. Open road car racing.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, actually. The Nevada Open Road Challenge is the May one. And again, they had to shut down 68 miles of open Nevada highway. And you race a time class. So you sign up for like the 100-mile time class or the 120, and you have to get as close your average speed to that time class. And that's how you win or lose. So navigators are telling you, oh, you got to speed up. Oh, you got to slow down. Curves are coming, you know? And so it's not just put the pedal to the metal and punch it. There's actually some strategy to it.
And while we have time, what about the music lovers? I believe there's a festival called the Shell Raiser Music Festival, and that's coming up in June.
It is. It is. It's the last weekend in May, first weekend in June. This is the third year that it's happening. It is at our McGill Warm Springs Pool Park, which is a natural warm springs swimming pool area. And there's a park right next to it. And that is where the Shell Raiser happens. 3 days. It's a gorgeous setting at a beautiful time of year. Whether you know the bands or not, you know, come out and just enjoy it. I guarantee you're going to come home with new friends and new favorite bands. So that's awesome. But then we follow it up with a free summer concert series in the summertime. There's music that's happening over 4th of July weekend because we really do 4th of July. It's the best fireworks show in the entire state. Everybody is partying for 3 days, doing different things, activities, art, guided trips. So, you know, the music is kind of the newest thing that we're trying to let people know that it happens out here. But that Shell Raiser definitely has been a big catalyst for getting everybody super jazzed about live music and bands excited about coming out and playing out here.
Kyle, please tell everyone where they can get all the details in making their plans to come visit Ely and White Pine County. Where do they go online?
Yep. So all of the towns and all the communities are represented at elynevada.net. So that's all spelled out, elynevada.net. And if you're social media savvy, we're on Facebook, we're on X, we're on Instagram. We have a ton of videos on YouTube that are, you know, professionally produced. We're super stoked on those. And so anywhere online, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and we will give you the most up-to-date info of what's happening over the next month.
Thank you, Kyle. Ups. We have run out of time, Kyle.
Hey,
Kyle Horvath. Thank you, sir. What a pleasure to have you with us today on American Road Trip Talk. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, dream well and drive safely on the American road.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please, get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.